Bishop on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Now, there is no doubt that Cleveland rocks. We want to thank Drew Carey for echoing that even more so, and Ian Hunter for propagating that in the tune, and the presidents of the United States of America doing their thing with a remake of Ian Hunter. Yes, I do like to rock, but I also enjoy knowledge. Ken Robinson, news god. Ken, I do have to put a codicil on it. It is with a small g. Is that okay with you?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
But you are the news god in town, and you were bundled up. You were nice and toasty.
Oh, yeah.
You were at the parade. How early were you? Is it a parade or a protest? It shouldn't matter, Ken.
I don't think it really mattered. I thought it would be like a mix between parade and protest, but it kind of morphed into like a New Orleans carnival.
Well, see, thank you. Okay, Ken, there was no, I mean, some of the signs you could say, oh, that's, it was so much tongue-in-cheek, so much fun.
Yeah.
You know what? You could even call it like a New Orleans funeral, which is usually a celebration or a party.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I didn't see any angry people there. They had every right to be with a team that's 1-31 that continues to take our money, continues to waste our time, and continues to just, like I call them, morally bankrupt. What's going to happen next, you know, coming from the ownership or some of the people with the organization? But you thought the vibe was cool. Everybody there seemed friendly. What time did you get down there, Ken?
Well, I got there about a couple of hours earlier. Early, you know, I wanted to get a good place, you know, and I put my truck in a good position where I could stay toasty. I didn't have to run back and forth all the time.
Did you have an official station vehicle so you were able to get right up front there?
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely. It was parked right next to Rover's Morning Glory Mobile One.
So How cool was that? The Grand Marshal, our old friend Rover.
Yeah, he was leading it off. But, you know, when I got there, I was looking around and I said, well, where is everybody? You know, it didn't seem like there were
about,
a lot of people.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And not a lot of people. There are a few protesters there holding up signs saying, we don't need a parade, or the parade is wrong or evil or whatever. Oh, geez. It was maybe
40,
about
50, 20, 30?
Maybe about 20, 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Compared to 4,700, we're hearing anywhere 35 to 47 that want change.
Yeah. Well, you know, the crowd really kind of grew as we got closer. By about 11 o'clock, 11:30, people started coming in from nowhere. And then it really turned, that's where you get the 4,500 you know, crowd figure. But when I was there, was you know, I thought maybe a couple hundred people maybe would be there. But, geez, all these people came from nowhere. They were walking down past the Science Center and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they really got into it. And you had all these characters dressed up. As,
I saw Zippy. I saw so many different. We saw the Walking Graveyard of quarterbacks.
The Walking Graveyard. Big Bird was there.
I saw Big Bird.
Big Bird was there. Santa Claus. There were some astronauts, some guys dressed up in moon suits as astronauts. I mean, it was just a wacky crowd.
Wasn't there a band on a flatbed with a, Bad Santa, Owen 16
on the
back?
Yeah, there were a couple
sad
bands.
Sad Santa.
Yeah, Sad Santas. And there was a band from Doylestown, Ohio, who kept playing the song Birdland by Weather Report over and over again. And I asked myself, how can you play those instruments? It's 10 degrees out here. How are your lips being able to handle that cold metal? And they said, we're having a great time.
And you know, the guitar players in that, they probably had the gloves that had the fingers cut out.
Yeah.
But still, it had to be cold.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was cold.
Can families, young, old, want a shout out to, not just with the monetary contributions, but there was a tent there that I saw was overflowing with non-perishable food items for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, something near and dear to my myself and near and dear to Chris McNeil, a.k.a. Reflog_18, the driving force behind the parade. And good to see, too, that the food bank was a beneficiary of what came down.
Absolutely. A very good cause there. You know, something else that kind of touched my heart, I saw like two or three people in wheelchairs.
In the parade or protesters?
Kind of protesters, supporters, I don't know where they stood.
But in the parade itself,
But as bystanders.
Really?
Yeah. They came out in wheelchairs and stood, you know, by to wave as people were marching by. And I said, well, that, you know, on a cold day like today, you have a disability and you come out to, you know, to support your team or show concern, at least about your team. Oh, my goodness. That was really touching.
We're speaking with Ken Robinson, of course, news god of WTAM 1100. Now, I'm not of the ilk of Dre Knott and Nick Camino, so I will. I did refer to you as Black Magic one time, okay? And Ken, you know how my mind works. It's all sports-oriented. So I'm in the car that evening, and you guys are having a heck of a good time, and I'm going, wait a minute. Knowing basketball like I do, there was a gentleman years ago.
Okay.
His name was Lewis Lloyd from Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right.
Who had that moniker, Black Magic.
Yeah.
Sadly, he fell victim to the streets, even as an NBA player, that could not get away from there. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, you're running a pretty select company there. Now, and I say this in all respect, if Black Jesus ever comes out, the alter nickname for Earl the Pearl Monroe, then I know you're really there, all righty?
Well, that's all right. Well, you know, while I was at the parade, a guy walked up to me and shook my hand and said, hey, boys, I always wanted to meet you, Leon Bibb.
So, wait, Leon's retired and you're not.
Yeah.
Leon's good people, though, you know that?
Oh, yeah.
He's as good as he gets. Ken, when you got down there early on and as people were coming, was it a party atmosphere?
Oh, yeah.
I heard you during the week and you interviewed Shane, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Rover from Rover's Morning Glory, and he came right out and said, hey, you know me and you know my guys at our show. We're going to party. We're going to drink and you know, we're going to have a good old time.
Yeah.
So there definitely was. Bluntly to put it, it was a good old time, wasn't it?
It was a good time.
There was no screaming and yelling. I know there were some signs that were not as flattering to the ownership of the Browns.
Absolutely.
But it was fun.
It was a lot of fun, you know, and I had talked to, like, Browns fans before the parade had started, you know, like a couple of days ago, and they were so, oh, we don't want this parade, oh, we hate this parade, we hate it. So I kind of went into it with that attitude, like there would be a lot of negativity. But when I got there, it was more like, like you say, a party atmosphere. There were signs saying, you know, fire Hugh, put, you know, Jimmy Haslam jump in the lake. I saw some of those.
I saw a hilarious sign. It's, you know, the coach is hilarious here. I also want to ask you this. I reported earlier, and we saw it, that I saw renderings of our owner in different jail garb.
Yeah.
And I like the vertical stripes better than the horizontal stripes. Looked a little heavy in those. And the orange jumpsuit did not flatter him at all.
Absolutely. But you know what caught me off guard? I saw so many signs supporting Johnny Manziel. Guys saying, we want Johnny back. We want Johnny. There were Manziel signs all over the place.
You had to ruin my day, didn't you?
Yeah, I should have brought my Charlie Fry sign.
Yeah, well, Charlie Fry's okay. I mean, come on. Manziel has to be an affront to anyone that walks upright. There's no doubt in my mind. And I understand the organization, you know, promoted his ill-doing. You know, I don't mind sharing this with you. I can't give a name.
Okay.
But my son who's in high school. One of his best buddies, his dad is one of the security people for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
And since we live in an area close to where Johnny made his residence, my son would come home some days and said, wow, Mr. So-and-so flew out of the house, grabbed his jacket. I just looked and he goes, his son would say, yeah, he's going to get Johnny out of somewhere again. You know what I mean? Whether it was, you know, someplace he should not be or someplace that he was going that he should not be. And he used to have a garage door opener for Johnny's house.
Wow.
So he would come and say, don't you freaking go anywhere.
Oh,
I'm pulling in your garage. He would pull in the garage, shut it behind him. Just say, Johnny, lay across the back seat and shut up.
Wow.
And he would take him to a Hampton Inn over on 611 in Chester.
Uh-oh.
And they would have, like, one of those setups where there's two rooms where the door opens in the two of them. And one of the security guys would be seated in a chair in the doorway in the one room.
Wow.
And then Johnny had to stay in that room for a night or two if they thought caught wind he was going to be out misbehaving or doing whatever.
Wow. He was a wild guy.
Model citizen, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
But Ken, again, on more than one occasion, that's why I called the organization morally bankrupt. Didn't we hear, like, oh, leave the kid alone, let Johnny be Johnny?
Yeah, yeah, we heard that a lot.
They promoted his drug abuse, they promoted his drinking, and I do think that some of the, what can I say, distaste that people have for this ownership.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, you know, you mentioned the quarterback graveyard that was there, and it just reminded me, and I interviewed the guy that has that graveyard, and he said, yeah, and I never really thought about it, but yeah, this is a place where players go, their careers die here. They die here because of the organization.
You're right. You know, Marla Ridenour and I from the Akron Beacon Journal had a conversation about a month back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just physical, but it's mental.
Yeah.
The Browns destroy quarterbacks mentally and physically. And I don't mind telling you, more mentally, I'm worried about Deshone Kizer early on in his career.
I'm very worried. He's been, you know, the abuse he's taken at the hands of management, how they've tossed him around, thrown him to the wolves. And, I mean, his progression, I'd be surprised if he was able to resurrect his career, because he is a good quarterback.
He can be a good quarterback. I feel that way also. Yeah. There's been regression, and let's hope the quarterback room changes. Is this it for you for the weekend now? You get to chill a bit?
I get to chill for one day.
One day? Is it tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Well, the rest of today and tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But just remember, 38 years for me doing this, I told Mike Fratello earlier, never have worked a day in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
That way. Ken, always a pleasure to have you
Let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir. Ask me too.
Do you think we'll be having this conversation this time next year?
Well, it depends. What are you looking for next year? I will tell you this. And again, my dad was an ex-Marine. Mm-hmm. And probably before, I noted that he was a factory worker. And there were times his car didn't start, so he would take a bus, which I'm very, very proud of, because he knew he didn't work. He got docked and didn't help his family in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
But the bottom line is, until they become 9-7, I'm not doing any kind of cartwheels or celebration. I know 6-10, 7-9 is improvement. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Next year, 4-12 to me is not exciting, but from 0-16, I might crack a little smile.
Okay.
So, you know what? I don't believe we're doing this next year, but if we're lucky, we'll have 4-12.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
I'll take your advice.
All right. Have a great, great weekend.
Well, you too.
Thank you, sir. Ken Robinson, News God. Short timeout, okay? Tim and Callie, do not go anywhere. This could be one of my old Soul and Comet brethren, Anthony.
It might be.
Well,
we'll find
out here shortly, okay? You're listening to Munch on Sports. It's News Radio, WTAM 1100.